The reading this morning is from 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, starting at verse 13. It is written, I believed, therefore I have spoken. Since we have that same spirit of faith, we also believe, and therefore speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us up with Jesus and present us with you to himself. All this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. We fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.
Okay, let's pray before we start. Thank you, God, that you love us. Thank you, Lord, that you brought us all here safely today. Lord, I pray that you'll open our hearts to hear from you. Pray you'll give me the right words to say. And may we all go out of this place today changed to be more like you. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Okay. It looks big, but don't worry. I've been told I've got 30 minutes max. Okay. Thank you, Rachel, for reading the verse. There's a key verse in that passage. There's a key verse in that passage about outwardly we are wasting away and inwardly we are renewed day by day. That's the thing I'm going to focus on this morning. So, God is a triune God, three, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And we have three parts, body, soul and spirit. And I'm going to focus on the spirit part today. So, outwardly we are wasting away. Inwardly, we are renewed day by day. We are born of the Spirit. The Spirit man was born again. And Paul says that bit is renewed day by day. So, before we go into some deeper stuff, let's have some lighter stuff first. So, I found this on the internet. I found it quite amusing. So, there's some details here about staying young on the outward side. And what can help you stay young? So we all know smoking does reduce your health. And we all know exercise does extend your health. Crispin. but there's a doctor on the internet who posted, there's lots of other factors which can affect our longevity. Okay, so this is based on a study. And based on the study said that a average person lives to around 75 years. Okay. But there's some things that can change that. So they say living with clutter will take away 2 years of your life. Also, living with noise pollution can take away a year of your life. But living with a view will add 2 years to your life. Okay. Looking after a pet will add 2 years to your life. Who has a pet? Having insufficient sleep takes away 5 years of your life. Rachel can understand that. Being happy can increase 9 years to your life. This is a good one. Having a faith can increase 7 years to your life. So be encouraged. Only seven?
Only seven. Biblical though.
Here we go. Being a woman can add 10 years to your life. However, being married to a woman takes away 15 years. All right, I made that bit up. Okay, so. That's good to laugh. Actually, being married, it says, adds 9 years to your life. So, happy anniversary, join back. Okay, that's the fun bit. So, we have a multi-billion industry for us to try to stay young. There are over 175 different types of anti-aging cream. You can have a Botox, you can have a tummy tuck, a facelift, or take all kinds of herbal teas. And people are working hard to stay young and live longer. But the Bible says that outwardly we are wasting away. But the good news is that inwardly we are being renewed day by day. We're going to walk through seven areas that happen on the natural, on the outside, and then look at what the Bible says happens on the inside. Okay? So outwardly we are wasting away, inwardly we are renewed day by day. Okay? So, the first one, and I need my props. Right. Spinach. He's strong to the finish because he eats his spinach. He's
Popeye
the Sailor Man. Strength is the first one we wanted to talk about. Strength decreases with age. Outwardly we get weaker with age. Inwardly we can grow stronger with God. Some verses from the Bible about strength. Ephesians 6, verse 10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Nehemiah 1, verse 8. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Daniel 11, verse 32. Those who know their God will do great exploits. Philippians 4, 13. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Isaiah 40, verse 29, he gives strength to the weary and increases power. Isaiah 40, verse 31, those who hope in the Lord will renew their
strength.
Mount
up with wings
as eagles. Yeah, very good. As we get older, we lose our physical strength a bit, but daily we are renewed internally by knowing God. The joy of the Lord is our strength. But thinking about that, what about the flip side? Is the sadness of our soul our weakness? Okay, being one guy in the past spoke about being strong on the inside, and it's Smith Wigglesworth. Anyone heard of Smith?
Oh, yes.
He gave a quote, and I love this quote. He says, I'm 1,000 times bigger on the inside than I am on the outside. Why do you think that was? I believe that's because he knew his God and he understood, he had a deep relationship with his God. So, questions for you. Do you know your God? Are you experiencing the strength of God in your daily walk? Though outwardly we are wasting away, inwardly we are renewed day by day. Even though outwardly our strength is decreasing, inwardly we are growing stronger day by day. That's strength. So, next one. The bag of tricks. I should have a glamorous assistant to do this. Okay. A belt. Any ideas? Flexibility. Older, as we get older, on the outside, we get more flexible. someone's listening. Older, we become less flexible.
Yes.
And here's some verses about flexibility. Isaiah 43:19. See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I'm making a way in the wilderness and the streams in the wasteland. Doing a new thing. Matthew 9:37. Neither do people pour new wine into old wineskins. If they do, the skins will burst and the wine will run out and the wineskin will also be ruined. Wineskins need to be flexible. We need to be flexible to receive new things from God. Not just the old way, look for the new way. Just because it happened in the past a certain way doesn't mean that will always be the case. God's looking to bring new things. Make room for new things. So are you open to what God is doing today, or are you solely living on past events? Are you flexible to what God wants to do today, or are you stuck in an old way? Though outwardly we are wasting away, inwardly we are renewed day by day. Even though outwardly our flexibility may decrease, inwardly our flexibility to God can be increased day by day. Okay, next. Yes. Vision. As we get older, our eyesight may often get dim and decrease. On the inside, though, we can see further than ever before. I believe God gives us a prophetic spirit. In the Bible, it said in Joel 2, verse 28, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams, and your young men will see visions. What have you seen in your Christian walk today? I've seen something, and that's why I'm here today at church. I've seen something in my spiritual life which makes me want to be here and to worship God, to be with you guys, when I wasn't like that a few years ago. There's a reason why you're alive today. At a time like this, get excited about it. One thing I think is good about vision is to not only look at your immediate family, look beyond it. So look at your wider church. Look at what's going on in America, what's going on in other places in UK. Realise we're part of a bigger family. We have a fantastic small family here, but in the Christian life, there's a lot of other things going on to get excited about as well. Keep your eyes not only on what's here, get encouraged and see what's going on everywhere else. There's a lot of good things going on. Have you had a prophetic word over your life in the past? Today is a great day to be alive. Seize the day. Enjoy now. Life is God's gift to us. What we do with it is our gift back to him.
Say that again.
Life is God's gift to us. What we do with it is our gift back to him. Use your life to honour him. And a lack of vision in your life causes you to get stuck in the mud. Get yourself a new vision. Get yourself a vision of God. Question. Has your vision for God in your life dimmed recently? Though outwardly we are wasting away, inwardly we are renewed day by day. Even though outwardly our vision and the natural can decrease, inwardly our vision for God can increase day by day. That's vision. Okay, number four, next one is, right, any ideas? Hearing, yeah, very good. When we get old, our hearing decreases. What was that? Or a selective hearing if you're married. some verses. Romans 10, verse 17. Consequently, faith comes by hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. Mark 4, 23. If anyone has ears to hear, let them hear. We have an inner ear. Let him who has ears to hear, let him hear. Faith comes by hearing. I also believe we are a direct result of the voices we've listened to. What voices are you listening to in your life? Are they good? Are they from God? Or are they not so good? I believe this book here is God's voice in print. And this book is alive if you ask the Holy Spirit to help you understand what it's saying. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Know God's voice. Do you know what God's voice sounds like? I believe he speaks through circumstances. He speaks through other people. He speaks through the Bible or through songs or text or testimonies. God is love. Remove some of the words and voices that you've had negative in your life or in your past. You may have had words spoken over you in the past like, you're stupid, no one can ever love you, you're a bad father, you're a bad mother. You will never learn, you're a failure, you're too old, you're too young, you're not pretty. Actually, you don't fit in here. God says, you are precious. You are my son. You are my daughter. Which voice is speaking into your life? Which is the loudest? What's the loudest voice which comes through to you? Do you hear God speaking to you regularly? How do you recognize God's voice? All questions for you to ponder on. So hearing, though outwardly we are wasting away, inwardly we are renewed day by day. Though outwardly our hearing is decreasing, inwardly our hearing can increase day by day to God. There's one song here by Bethel, which I just want to read the words, because I think someone needs to hear this today about God's love. And it goes, I'm not going to sing it, I'm just going to read it, otherwise I'll clear the place. Stop it. It says, unreserved, unrestrained, your love is wild. Your love is wild for me. It isn't shy, it's unashamed. Your love is proud to be seen with me. Uncontrolled, uncontained, your love is a fire burning bright for me. It's not a spark, not just a spark, it's not just a flame. Your love is a light that all the world will see. Your love's not fractured, it's not a troubled mind. It isn't anxious, it's not the restless kind. Your love's not passive, it's never disengaged. It's always present, it hangs on every word we say. Love keeps its promises, it keeps its word. It honours what's sacred, because its vows are good. Your love's not broken, it's not insecure. Your love's not selfish, your love is pure. So let that sink into your heart. Okay, next one. Taste. Our taste can decrease in the natural over time. And here's some honey. I welcome it if anyone wants to try some later on. Some verses. Psalm 34, verse 8. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Psalm 119:103. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than any honey to my mouth. And that honey is pretty sweet. He's a good God. Is that your experience? Is your heart blocked with previous disappointment? That may block what God wants to bring to them. What defence mechanisms have you put in place to prevent God speaking to you? We only have so many days, yet use them wisely. Have you tasted God's presence recently? Though outwardly we are wasting away, inwardly we are renewed day by day. Get into this book. This book is really a cool thing to spend time with, and let God speak to you. That's a toast. Okay, next one. Any ideas? Difficult.
Memory.
What is
it?
Memory. Very good. Memory. It's a hard drive. Something to store all your memories on. Brothers and sisters, it's from the Bible. I do not consider myself to yet taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining forward to what is ahead. Your mind may fail you as you get older, but I believe your spirit will not. Grow your spirit. Why are we so good at remembering the bad things, but forgetting the good things in the past? Forgetting what was behind. Past, this is a good saying, I like this one. Past is a great teacher, but a terrible master. Past is a great teacher, but a terrible master. When the devil reminds you of his past, remind him of his future. So far as the east is from the west, he has removed our transgressions from us. Why do we bring things back up which God's forgiven? There's one other song here which God spoke to me a few weeks ago. I can relate to it personally, but I think I need to read it because I think someone else here may be feeling the same way. It's from the Newsboys. It's quite an old song, and it's called Dear Shame, and it's about the shame that you carry around with you. Dear Shame, I catch you digging in my trash for stuff I've long thrown away. You bring it back on a tray. I hear you wheezing in the hall, spreading germs and old news. You always love to confuse. I flee the light just to live in your shadow. I'm needing mercy, and you offer me blame. Dear Shame, oh, you're so eager to toy with me. You're always stealing the joy in me. You love to whisper my name, Dear Shame. You've got me living like a bug, crawling in fear. It's been a very long year. I dream of growing some wings. I think I'm flying away. And then you point and you spray. All my hidden secrets crave the light of forgiveness. You pull the shades and you accuse and you blame. Dear Shame, you're so eager to toy with me. You're always stealing the joy in me. You love to whisper my name, Dear Shame. I fled the light just to live in your shadow. I needed mercy, but you offered me blame. Dear Shame, I think I'm wise to your strategy. I won't be needing your company. My name's eternally clear, Dear Shame. That's taste. Okay, and the last one of this one, which I don't need a prop at all, increase of weight. And my prop is here. Hebrews 12, verse 1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, Let us throw off everything that hinders us and the sin that so easily entangles. Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Don't grow weary. Revelation 12:12. The devil knows he's running out of time. What excess baggage are you carrying around with you today? What's in the garbage bag? And I've got a story about a garbage bag. Here's a nice garbage bag full of rubbish. And the other morning, when I was getting ready for work, I noticed the bin was full up, so I decided to empty it. And I took out this huge bag of garbage, stinking, smelly, horrible stuff. I leant it on the side thinking, I'll take this out on my way out to work. I had my work bag and I had the garbage bag. God spoke to me and said, what are you going to do with that garbage bag? You're going to carry that bag with you around all day? Are you taking it to work or are you going to discard it? And I was blown over because God's saying, don't carry the rubbish with you. Deal with it and move on. Don't carry it around as a bag. Imagine what my day would have been like if I carried that rubbish bag around everywhere I went. It's not needed. God wants us to let go of things and move on with him. Okay, that's the seven things. So, strength was the spinach. We can remain strong in our spirit, even when our body gives up, starts to give up. Our vision with the glasses, keep our vision on God. The taste of the honey, keep close to God, taste his presence. Willing to be flexible with the belt, to be flexible to what he wants to do. The headphones, what are you listening to? Is it good? Is it bringing you closer to God or is it sending you further away? Retune yourself to listen to God. The hard drive, what's your memories like? Deal with some things from the past and then move on with God. And the rubbish bag. Are you carrying any rubbish around with you, which God says you don't need to anymore? That's been dealt with. You can put that in the bin and let the bin man take it away. So three quick questions for you to ponder as a heart check. Is your life full of thanksgiving? Is your life forgiving? Is your life life-giving? God came to give your life, you life, and life in its fullness. And then just as we finish, there's a prayer, there's a response I think would be good for us to do. So if you are willing to hold out your hand like that, for the palm flat, like that. This is how God wants us to live. He wants us to live open, honest towards him. Now close your fist and hold it tight. This is often how we live, closed to God and holding on to sin and distancing ourselves. Now have a think for a moment. Imagine your sin that you've got at the moment that you're struggling with or you just can't get rid of. And in the quiet time for a minute, confess it to God as you keep your hand tightly closed. So just in a minute. Okay, now open your hand and release it. Now you have released that sin, you can move on with God and you can improve your relationship in all these areas. Thank you, Jesus, for this heart. Help me to come and get to know you and be renewed day by day. Just one thing. If you have never given your heart to Jesus, I strongly urge you to take that step. So we'll just all close our eyes for a moment and then pray. We'll do a quick prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you love us and that we are eternally yours, and you give us all this strength. I pray now that if there's anyone here who doesn't know you, who'd never taken that step, has maybe heard about you but never taken that step to really step closer and to be close to you. I just pray now, Lord, that if there is anyone here, you'll speak to them, give them the nudge to respond to that. Thank you, Lord, that you love us and that we have so much to look forward to in you. Even as we get older and our bodies start aching and wasting away, we still can be renewed in you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Now, if there's anyone who responded to that, please come and speak to me afterwards, or Anne or Dave, and then we'll pray with you together. But that's the word.
Thank you, Frank. Mm-hmm.